But in my thinking, it hadn't been too many years since we only had 11 grades for high school. Sometimes I'm not sure that it wouldn't be just as well off if we didn't have 11 now. I hear a lot of these 12th graders griping and complaining about the nothing to do the last year. This is sort of the feeling that our daughter's children down at the Enterprise have now.
You mean that they feel there's nothing being taught? Or?
Mm-hmm. Well, for example, the two children, the one born, one girl. Bill is the young of the two, and he'll finish next year. Cindy's already in college. And Bill seems to feel that what he's getting there, just sort of, as he said to me the other day, is kind of a review of what they've done. And I now get it that the state high schools and the colleges have worked out a plan whereby if a youngster can pass certain tests, he no longer has to get a high school certificate.
You mean to go to college?
Yeah.
I mean like a general education development. Well, they have one in Illinois called the GED, General Education Development.
Well, apparently this is a trend that I hadn't known much about again until the last year or two. But apparently it is a trend. Now, actually, in high school, I went to one full year. This was the last year, the senior year. And the two middle years were the two flu years, and I remember that we were out of school 2 months, and no service just closed down. And then the next year, I don't remember how long it was closed down, but I know the first year, I quit school in March to help Papa farm. So I got about 2 years of high school. No, it'd be near 2.5, really, of high school. And then my first year in college, we were on the quarter system, and I didn't attend a single class the last quarter. Dr. Sprite Dowell, simply let me take the examinations.
Now, when you were younger, though, you lived and worked on the farm.
No. Well, I worked on the farm, worked with Papa. We were living in Old Silver when I was in grammar school. And I got a good foundation in grammar school. Old Silver had a good, this was a new school, new principal, and I'm sure we had teaching and training above average there. Now my brother, he started down here at Beehive, and he didn't get near as good a background as I did.
Do you think the educational systems, you sort of indicated earlier that you thought maybe the educational systems, grammar schools, high school systems, were kind of coming down from where they were years ago?
You mean the number of years?
In quality.
Well, we had a lot of poor schools, and I guess I'd have to say that a lot of kids before busing days, and we didn't really have a busing system until the 30s, even for some of the whites. It was hard for a lot of youngsters to get a high school education unless they'd come into town and live with Aunt Sally or spend the week with Uncle Jim or somebody else in the family or some close friend. A number of our people right through here got their high school training that way. And it's part of what I did even when I was in Old Silver. I spent boarded with a cousin. But as we gradually got busing and better roads, we didn't have any roads much until 35, which is just 40 years ago.
What kind of roads did you have when you were young around here?
In this area, I used to say we got stuck in the sand when it was dry and stuck in the mud when it was wet, and that's not far from the truth. Yeah. But up in the Red Hills,